Before we do the scripture reading and sermon, I want to take just a few minutes. I want to thank everybody who made today possible. I want to thank the folks that have put together our reception and those who did the lilies. I want to thank all of you who gave lilies. I want to thank our sponsors, especially for our young people who were baptized today. You have carved out a relationship that will be forever for these young people. I want to thank Patty for covering a little extra today while I was changing. And I just want to thank all of you for coming. Easter, Resurrection Day. We should be full to the rafters and screaming hallelujah. Get ready. We're going to do the second part in a minute. But first, we shall read from the Gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still yet dark, Mary Magdalene, came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran, and she went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and she said to them, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they've laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in, and he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and he believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white where the body of Jesus had been lying. One at the head and one at the other end. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They've taken my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she said this, she turned around and she saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and she said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." She told them that he had said these things to her. Thanks be to God for this holy, holy word. Some of you were here when I preached on Lazarus and Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. And if you remember the story of Lazarus, even if you weren't here that particular day, if you remember when Jesus raises Lazarus, he comes out and Lazarus is still all bound up. And Jesus says to the people, "Unbind him and set him free." Why is that important? because of the story that we have today. There were lots of rumors, lots of things that were said when the body was not in the tomb. Oh, somebody came in and they robbed the tomb. They took the body away. Oh, they never put him in there at all. They took him by night, so, you know, they just took him somewhere else. They're hiding him somewhere so that it looks like he was raised from the dead instead of it being real. Well, you and I know it was real. And one of the pieces of evidence we have is the very picture in the tomb. When Mary looks in, when Peter and the other disciple come in, the linen clothes are not lying outside. They haven't disappeared. They haven't gone anywhere. They are folded up. The one for his head at his head and the one for his body down at the feet. They are folded up by our Lord and Savior. He needs no clothing of human form. He is raised and is all God. That's why it tells Mary, don't touch me yet. Remember that our Lord and Savior was fully human and fully divine. And the fully human part has died, yes. But the fully divine is just getting started. The fully divine has been raised from the dead, and the fully divine will meet with his disciples and his followers. And he will show them the way. He will show them they don't need to be afraid. Why is it we're always so afraid of what we don't know? The unknown. We're so afraid. Jesus tells us, don't be afraid. It's just me. The same me that was with you before. Sure, I look a little bit different. And yes, I have all power. But I always had those things. I just didn't show them all to you. The followers come. Mary Magdalene. Think about that for a minute. How she was ridiculed and made fun of. She was the most sinful person in the world. Why would Jesus have anything to do with her? And she becomes, in the Gospel of John, the first one to see that Jesus has risen. That should tell you, Jesus keeps his promise. Even those who are the most sinful or seen, perceived that way in the world, are loved by God. They're loved so much that he will come to them first. I am the least of these. I am a worm, says Scripture. Jesus will come to the worm and say, stand up and be a butterfly. Stand up and live. This is the story of resurrection. It's the story of new life. Our new life. Not Jesus, our new life together as the people of Christ. So, I have a little question for you. Maybe it's a little challenge. How many of you ever go to a sporting event? Baseball, basketball, football, soccer, can be for children, can be for adults. Anybody ever attend any of those things? Race car races, Kentucky Derby. Okay, all right. Let me ask another question. How many of you have ever gone to a concert? Anybody ever gone to a concert? Okay, all right. How many of you have ever gone to a theater? You know, and it could be high school, or it could be professional. Yeah, been to all those things? Is there anybody here who hasn't been to a single one of those things ever in their life? Oh, good, I'm so glad, because otherwise I was going to have to take you. And I don't get paid for another week, so, you know, it's like... How come when we go to all of those things, when something good happens, you gotta understand, I'm rock and roll fan. So, you know, one of the rock stars is there, and we're boogie, boogie, boogie. Let's go, boogie, boogie, boogie. Why don't we do that for Jesus?
Because it's not dignified. Because in church we must be solemn. We must be sedate. Whatever we do, don't crack a smile. I know it's hard sometimes, but don't. And don't laugh. And whatever you do, don't clap. Who is that clapping?
And there shall not... Do you know what the Ten Commandments are? Thou shalt not talk in church. Thou shalt not cheer in church. Thou shalt not stand up and get excited in church. Thou shalt not do anything that is undignified in church. Thou shalt not praise Jesus in church. You can do that in your home or outside in your yard. Thou shalt not be joyful. Anybody believe that? Come on. It's Resurrection Sunday. If there's no other day that we get up and cheer, it ought to be this day. Everybody who's able, get on your feet. We got a Savior to praise. We got a Savior to praise. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is raised. Jesus is alive. Let me hear you all together. My Savior, my Lord. Don't let it scare you. See, now remember I talked about fear. Don't be afraid. It's okay. I don't do that in every worship service. But it's Easter. We got two young people who confessed their faith. They were baptized this morning. They're going to receive their first communion. They're precious in God's sight. They're precious in my sight. We got over 100 people here worshiping our Lord and our Savior. We got people here who love God more than anything, but sometimes they're just scared to let Him know. We got people who have questions for Jesus. Why? What? No. I know, that's not a question, but it is. That's okay. That's what He's here for. You don't have to believe this way, that way. You can't. You may not, oh, I forgot the seventh commandment. You may not question anything at all at church. Not at this church. At this church, we ask questions and we discuss and we wrestle and we study scripture and we pray and we think together and we grow together and we grow seeds of faith. This is Resurrection Day. Let the joy be strong. Let your hearts be filled. Let the risen Savior live in you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I got a good amen from somebody back there. I love it. Give me those little ones to get amens from. We are going to stand to sing our hymn of invitation. All you who have found Jesus Christ, made Him your Lord and Savior, celebrate. All you who are still in need of making Him your Lord and Savior, do it. It is the best thing you'll ever do in your life. He will change your life.
And if you so desire, come forward as we stand and sing, and we will receive your confession of faith. Let us stand and sing.